For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
And we bring in Georgia's head coach, Tom Black, as the volleyball team is just about to get things cranked up. Now, I mean, as far as the games go, Coach Black's probably thinking, no, we've been cranked up here practicing for a while. So, as far as the fans coming to see you guys, though, it's just about to get cranked up. Coach, good morning. Thanks so much for joining us. How are you today?
Good morning. Doing great. Thanks for having me on.
No problem. So what was your first day of practice? It's been going how long now?
Yeah, the team reported on August 5th, and we started August 6th, had a week of double days. First day of class was yesterday, so now we're back into our normal schedule for the rest of the year.
You, as a coach, you probably like getting into that normalcy, don't you? Like having your routine and everything going the way you like for it to be?
No, I know. I'm a coach, so I like it when classes aren't happening and we can just do volleyball all day.
Well,
but, yeah. You know, they're student-athletes, so I got to accept reality.
No, I totally hear you. But once you get into your routine and you get classes all figured in and then you do what you can do, I know you probably like that too.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, it's an exciting time of year.
Now, Coach, we got the alumni and red and black scrimmage this coming Saturday, 11 o'clock in Stegman Coliseum. Can you tell us a little bit more about that and maybe who's going to be there for the alumni side? And how is that whole thing structured and what can fans look forward to this coming weekend?
Yeah, we're excited to get going in Stegman. We'll have all of our matches in Stegman Coliseum this year. The environment's going to be awesome. I thought it was great last year, and I think we've made some upgrades that the fans will be excited about. And we're going to play four sets at least. The first set will be our Georgia team, our current team, against the alumni. And then we'll play at least two sets, probably three sets, of an inter-squad red and black. So the fans will get to see the great alumni of the past, like Priscilla Pacheco and lots of others. We're hoping for some others to show up, and then you'll get to see our current team in action. We'll rotate the lineups, and each set will be really competitive, and it'll be fun.
Now, you mentioned all games being played this coming season in Stegman Coliseum. How has that affected perhaps like recruiting or even just the team morale? How has the team sort of enjoyed playing on no knock on the Ramsey. The Ramsey's a fine facility, but Stegman Coliseum, that's a beautiful venue.
Yeah, I mean, it was a no-brainer. It's one of the things I'm really appreciative that, when I was able to interview here a year ago, Greg McGarry and I were completely on the same page about getting the games in there. And Ramsey is, I've never had a better training facility for a team, so we're super grateful for it. And being able to play in Stegman, it just brings an element to the games, the student-athlete experience, definitely to recruiting. You can't replace it. I think in a couple years' time, as we build the program to where we know it can be, I think it's going to be looked at as the best place in the country to play college volleyball.
Are most of the other schools in the SEC or the bigger schools around the nation, do they do the same thing? They play their games in the basketball arenas?
I think it's hit or miss. I think if you look at volleyball, the growth of volleyball over the past 10 years has been exponential, and I think different schools are still catching up. It's the second biggest high school female sport in the country. So it's exploded since Title IX. And so there's this huge fan base. There's hundreds of thousands of girls playing the sport. So I think as that awareness increases, you see college teams playing in bigger venues and getting bigger crowds. So we want to do everything we can to accelerate that growth here in Georgia also.
How many like SEC schools are doing this?
It's probably about 50%. LSU, Florida, ourselves, Auburn. I might be missing a couple, but it's probably around the 50% mark.
Gotcha.
Coach, I want to ask you about, you have an absolute star in the making.
J.R. Caesar.
She got to spend some time over the summer in China playing for the U.S. Women's Collegiate National Team. What was that like for her? Was she able to benefit from that? And how excited are you to have her back this year and just continue her dominance in the SEC?
Yeah, well, the experience was, I think, it was everything I hoped it would be, and she hoped it would be, and everybody associated with her. It was it was a great honor. It was an honor she earned. It's the second highest team our country has, below the Olympic team. So it's a big honor to play it, and you just can't help but mature through that. You're playing in a foreign country, and it's even better to play in the Far East because it's such a different culture than the States. So there's just all these eye opening experiences, and you're playing against some of the best players in the world and night in and night out. So she grew so much from it. You can see it in her maturity and how she approaches the game and just how she carries herself. And we're super excited to have her back. I've said it so many times, but the great players that, you know, obviously they're super competitive in the games and everybody's watching, but they just want to compete. And if there's a scorer and a team on the other side, it's war. They get after it. And that's how she practices every day. It's such a big reason why she's, you know, gotten to the level she's at and is going to keep growing.
Now, I've taken in some volleyball matches last season. The last thing I would want to do is be on the receiving end of a spike from her. Have you been on the receiving end being the coach there? Have you taken one?
I haven't. Okay. So we had two different moments in double days where the player on the other side of the net thought the drill was over and she was walking and TR was about to hit and thought the drill was still going and just plugged the kid and I got really scared. So there's a I'd rather take that shot than see my players take it, so I can empathize.
Was she one of the I'm always interested in recruiting and player development, but was she, and I don't know volleyball recruiting, but was she highly recruited, or has she been one of those that has just blossomed on the collegiate scene?
She was highly recruited, I think, the first half of her high school career, and then she had a really bad knee injury and some teams balked out, and, you know, to the previous coaching staff's credit, they stayed on her. And she came to Georgia, so I think it was one of those kids that people got a little bit scared because of the injury, and she wanted to get a little bit away from home, but not too far away. So Georgia just checked all the boxes, and yeah, we're really lucky to have her. She's a great player, and like I said, she's only going to get better.
Congratulations on your first year was fantastic, a huge turnaround. What were a couple of the things that made 2017, the big turnaround in your opinion?
Yeah, it's hard. There's so many factors that go into it, but you know, I think the quality of the people involved was number one. I mean, I was blown away by the work ethic of the players and just how badly they wanted to contribute to the athletic department, to contribute to the legacy of Georgia. You could just feel it and how they worked and how badly they wanted to lift the program up. That blew me away right from the beginning. And so I think that was one of the biggest factors. And then we got to work and our core value is learning, and we just worked really hard to instill that and to keep growing that. And I think the last part, we didn't put any limits on it. We didn't set any goals. We're not, like, hey, we're going to do this or that. It was just, you know, what are we going to do today? How much better are we going to get today? And to keep your sights on that. And I think it kind of freed us up to see how good we could be.
Talking with Georgia volleyball coach Tom Black. Now, I don't think Logan knows this, but one of your players is the daughter of former Falcons quarterback Chris Chandler, Bryn Chandler, and her grandfather, John Brody, is celebrating his 83rd birthday today. So, you know, I just, for anyone listening, there's a great football connection that you have there with the Falcons and with the NFL, which I think is really, really cool. When you were talking about Georgia high school volleyball, how does it rank compared to some of the other states that you would think, like California, where you're from and did all your great stuff? How far ahead or behind or anything like that? Where does Georgia compare to the rest of the country?
Well, I think the exciting part, the top of the talent in Georgia can compete with anyone anywhere, and you know the rest of the group is growing quickly, and I think that's really exciting. You know, you look at Texas and California, there's just this population base that's hard for other states to compete with. You know, so they're going to have thousands of players. But this area is growing like crazy, and Florida is obviously really strong, and the Midwest is strong. So that was one of the things that really excited me about the job and the opportunity and just the potential of it is just how much talent there is here, and it's growing by the day.
Coach, I got to ask you a couple of old school questions. All right, so I know you get asked. So, like, who were your big influences? Like, was it Karch Kariah? Was it kind of the obvious the folks, or what? You know, what made you love volleyball so much?
Karch is someone I obviously watched play and was just worshipped him as a player, and then I was able to coach them for 7 years for the USA team, so I got to know him really well, and so I can't help but learn a ton from him. And, you know, I think some of the biggest coaching mentors for me is a man named Carl McGowan, who passed away 2 years ago, but he was huge in terms of teaching me the science of learning and how people learn and how you develop skill. And then there was a coach at Pierce College where I started, community college, named Ken Stanley, who was big for me. But, you know, Karch is obviously someone who, I mean, all of us, anyone my age, and, you just, you know, we were just watching all the time and trying to emulate. And I mean, I remember the first time watching him live and just how easy he was making things look. And I just, oh my God. So he's obviously been a big inspiration for a lot of people.
Well, sometimes they say the best players don't always make the best coaches, but it sounds like in his case, it might not have necessarily been the case.
Well, he's doing great. I think the reason that is, I think it's really hard for players, especially great players, to get out of player mode when they start coaching. So, like, when people make mistakes, they just get super irritated. You know, what? I did this. Why can't you do it?
And that's just, yeah.
That's not going to work. And so I think the one thing about him, I think the switch I've seen, most great players, coaches, I see that irritation. Like, I did this. Why can't you do it? And I feel like the switch in his head is, I did this. How can I help you to understand how to do it? And it just creates this level of patience and helps him connect with the athletes really well.
By the way, also when I was a kid, I had this T-shirt. I have no idea where it came from, but it had like this face and a guy who had like red spiked hair, and it was Steve Timmons.
Is that? Oh yeah.
And again, I have no idea where that came from, but that was always, as a kid, that was my favorite shirt, and I have no idea where I got that.
Yeah, I didn't have the guts to rock that hair in high school, but he was a stud. He was like the architect of the back row attack. And yeah, he's just one of those athletes where he just makes everything look so smooth and so good. And yeah, him and Karch were they were just carrying the mantle for USA Volleyball in the 80s.
How is the SEC stacking up this year? I know you get that asked that question every year, but how are things looking as far as what the SEC is going to be like for you guys in your second tour through of duty here against the conference?
Yeah, I mean, I'm still wet behind the ears. I'm still trying to get my experience here, but I mean, the knowledge I had 2 years ago from the outside looking in was, you know, the top was really strong and the rest was catching up. And I thought last year we had a lot of good teams. And then this year it's only going to get better. I mean, the SEC is such an attractive conference for players and coaches. And like I said, volleyball, I think the awareness is continuing to grow that, whoa, this is a sport that already is big that we can capitalize on. So, and the SEC is such a ripe market for that, you know, with the fan base and the love of sports and the resources. So it's all going to keep continuing to climb. So I don't think that you're going to see another. I think every year for the next 5-10 years, it's going to keep getting better and better.
And Coach, you mentioned the SEC being such a hotbed for volleyball. I would imagine, you know, with the recent success of just UGA football and us being such a football starving area, just the brand of the University of Georgia athletics as a whole seems to really be on the rise. So how do like your departments and different sports sort of build off one another and maybe gain some momentum on the recruiting trail or elsewhere to kind of build the volleyball team around other success?
Yeah, well, I mean, part of it just, you know, teams doing well obviously helps a ton. I mean, I can remember a moment when our football team was going to the Rose Bowl, and that was a heavy recruiting time, or right around a heavy recruiting time for us. And I remember talking to my staff thinking, every volleyball player and every volleyball coach at this moment is at least thought about Georgia once today. You know, so I think there's this huge benefit in that. But beyond that, I mean, the thing I'm most impressed about with Georgia, I've worked at a ton of schools, and just the amount of drive and the amount of the sense of community in this place. I mean, every coach and every staff member I've met here is so driven to be the best they can be, and they want to help each other. And I think that goes a long way. I mean, you can see it. If you go on social media, you can see how all the coaches are supporting each other during their sports. And, you know, we're always texting and helping and talking to each other's teams and all that stuff. So that kind of community, just that's going to spill to the outside also too. I think our recruits can feel it, and the people when they walk in can feel, you know, just how committed everyone is, the entire athletic department. We want the whole thing to succeed.
You know what? You just said something I hadn't even thought of, because the month of December after Georgia football won the SEC championship and then, you know, leading up to the Rose Bowl, Georgia was on ESPN. Like, it seemed like every commercial break there was some kind of a promo for Georgia or for Bama or for Clemson or what. But that affects all like you were saying, Georgia's out there so much, it's affecting every other sport on campus as well in a positive way. I hadn't even thought about that, but I can see where you're coming from when you said you were saying that to your staff.
Yeah, and it's funny from my perspective, because in the volleyball community, when I came here a year ago, a year and a half ago, it caused a big stir. I mean, people couldn't, like, why would he go from this to Georgia? And it's so funny, a year later, around that time, you know, I'm walking by those same people, like, oh, you're Georgia, that's so awesome. The perception had completely changed of, like, what the opportunity in Georgia was. And, I mean, it was clear to me when I came, but it's amazing what a year can do and how it can change perception. So I think I think, you know, even in the volleyball community, I think Georgia's looked at a place that would just be an incredible opportunity for a student-athlete to come to.
Coach, speaking of being on TV seemingly every time I turn on ESPN, one of your volleyball alums, Maria Taylor, she's blowing up all over the scene.
Yeah.
How have you kind of bridged a relationship with her? Does she interact with your team at all and do anything with you guys?
Maria is really, really busy. I mean, she's, I mean, you can see how busy she is. So I know she does everything she can to stay connected. And she's someone we're hoping we get to the alumni game. If we don't, we'll try to find other ways to connect. But more than anything, I mean, what a role model for our players. I mean, just how she carries herself and how she works and what she's accomplished and the way she does it. So, I mean, more than anything, our girls see that. They're well aware of her, and they know that she had, it wasn't that long ago that she graduated, so they see it as something that's possible for them, whatever field they go into. So she's going to keep – she does such a good job of trying to stay connected, but we totally appreciate how busy she is. But just her example has been huge for our girls.
Well, the alumni of the Red and Black scrimmage coming up this Saturday at 11 a.m. Now you're looking forward to that because you guys have the Benson Hospitality Invitational next weekend, so that'll be your home opener. And then I guess – you're away from the Coliseum until the middle of September or late September for SEC play. So this will be a couple next weekends, good chance to see the team. By the way, we love Priscilla. We used to call her the Spike Doctor. She really
She can hammer.
Oh, my gosh. She was unbelievable. That's funny you mentioned her name earlier because that brought back some memories. She was fantastic. Coach, great talking to you. Thank you so much for taking a few minutes. Best of luck this season. We'll catch up with you again soon, and can't wait to see how the Volley Dogs do this year. Thanks so much, Coach.
Take care. Thanks, Coach.
All right, Tom Black, Georgia's volleyball coach.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.